A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yong Yisrael of Cherry Hill, Erevin Chaf Hei, Erevin 25A, pagination page 49. We're dealing with the case of Karpef, which is an area that was enclosed but not for the purposes of dwelling. And the goal over here is to fix the wall up so that now it is enclosed for the purposes of dwelling. So again, let's picture the case. You have a wall around the city, but the wall around the city, if you do the history, you find out that the wall was built first to enclose storage, and then later they decided, maybe because of robbers or whatever, they decided to relocate the city that had been outside the walls and move it into the walls. Now they created it like a fortress, like a protected city. But originally the walls were not built as a dwelling type of enclosure. So you're going to have to do something to the walls in order to make it that this area is enclosed for the purposes of dwelling. So we discussed on the previous daf, one method would be to knock down the existing wall to the point that it's considered a breach, more than 10 amos, and then you rebuild enough that it's considered halachically enclosed, and that would make it acceptable, because now I took an unwalled city, at least halachically, even though there was some wall standing, but it was unenclosed, and I built it to an enclosure for the purposes of dwelling. Good. Here's another option that a person can use, starting from about 12, 13 lines from the top, in the middle of a line. Hirchik min hakosel dalid, if you distanced yourself from the wall by 4 tfachim, va'asa mechitza, and you made a new wall. Howil, that's going to work. Why is it going to work? Because if you have an outer wall that's no good, but now I build an inner wall that is good, so I'm dwelling within the inner wall. So that inner wall was built for the purposes of dwelling, because by then we already had relocated the city, the people, and the new enclosure is going to be enclosing that area. Pachos migimel, but if the distance of your inner wall from your outer wall is less than 3 tfachim, lo hoil, the new wall doesn't work. Why not? Because it's less than 3 tfachim distant from
like
the first.
It's
like lavud, it's like connected, it's like making a thicker wall. So a person who's not familiar with halacha will look at it and says, hey, it looks like you built a retaining wall. But anybody who's familiar with halacha is going to look at it and say, whoa, it's within 3 tefachim. That's halachically considered a thick wall. And that's not a new wall. Migimel va'adalid. But if you have the wall distant from the original wall, any size between 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim, Rabba Omar Hoil, Rabba says that's sufficient, because it's no longer lavud. Rava Omar Eino Moil. Rava says that's not enough. Rabba Omar Hoil, why does it work? The Hanafik Lemitoras lavud, because it's no longer lavud. Rava Omar Eino Moil. Rava says it doesn't work. Kevin de lo have a makam dalid lo chashiv. It doesn't have 4 tfachim, and the rule of 4 tfachim always is that's an area that's significant. A doorway, for example, has to be 4 tfachim wide. Otherwise, not a doorway. So if you have a passageway between two walls, an outer wall and an inner wall, and it's less than 4 tefachim, so Rava says that's not an area of significance between the two, so he doesn't accept it. We go with the lenient opinion, and we do go, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Rava's opinion, Hoil, as long as it's not lavud one to the other. There are other cases where the 4 tefachim amount is the significant ruling. Like I mentioned, the doorway has to be a certain width. But over here, when you're just dealing with two walls and you want to have it classified as a new wall, it's considered a new wall as long as it is more than 3 tefachim away from the original wall. Okay. Drop down towards the wide lines, about 7 lines up. At the end of a line, Im asa mechitza al. Im asa mechitza al hatel. If you would build a wall on top of a mound, shahoil, it would work. What's the problem over here? So let's think. The fundamental principle of enclosing a karpef for the right reason is that you have to be making a new wall. If you would just add to the original wall, like we just saw, within 3 tvachim of the original wall, you're making a thick wall. If you would just add to a 10 tefach wall, and you'd add 14 stories, it's not going to help, because it already was halachically enclosed. You had to knock down part of the wall in order to build part of the wall. What happened over here was that you're dealing with a mound. There's like a cliff drop to the general area, and we're dealing with that higher area. The right word is evading me right now.
Terrace. I think that's how it was described, terrace, right?
Okay. I mean, this top area is large enough to be a karpef, and we're looking to enclose it. At the moment, it is not sufficiently enclosed. Why not? Because even though there's like a cliff drop here of 10 tfachim,
natural.
A natural cliff drop, which theoretically would take that upper area and make it enclosed and make it into a Rishus HaYachid, but since it's a natural cliff drop, it was never enclosed for the purposes of dwelling. It existed from before people came here. And therefore, that aspect of it being enclosed is not sufficient. What he's saying is, you're allowed to add to that cliff drop going up, and suddenly, even though you're adding to an existing wall, but this addition to the existing wall is going to be considered an enclosure. My time, a Y, middle of that line. Because you're dwelling within the mechitzos. In other words, if you have an area that has a 10 tefach wall enclosing it and you just add on to the 10 tefach wall, that doesn't help us. Because you were enclosed and now you're enclosed, but it's not any more halachically than you were. But if you were enclosed because there was a creative cliff drop, but now you add on mechitzas going up, he says that addition is going to be classified as a valid new enclosure. Now that people are living there, it'll be enclosed for the purposes of dwelling. Ba'avir mechitzos hudor, because you're living within the mechitzos. In other words, like physically, these are the walls that are enclosing me. You can't argue with that fact. These are the walls that are now enclosing me, even though theoretically I could have used the cliff drop going down. But I am using the wall going up, and that works to be classified as a newly enclosed area.
But the question is, can this natural mechitza be valid anyway if you don't build?
It'll work mid'oraisa from Torah law, but since the rabbinic legislation of karpef, it's not going to work because that enclosure was built by Hashem's creation, before there were dwellers. Okay. Let's go to a case, fifth line in the wide lines, at the end of the line, and see if you could paskin this case based on the information that we have presented. Hahi itza. There was a woman. The ovda mechitza al gabe mechitza benichse hager. She added a wall to an existing wall by the property of a convert. The significance of a convert's property is that the convert died and he has no relatives to inherit him. That's why we chose the case of a convert, because a convert is considered newly born, and his original relatives, Mida Oraisa, do not inherit him. And that property is available for whoever comes and tries to inherit it, and that's why we recommend, specifically in the case of a convert, that he make sure to have a proper halachic will, which designates before he dies, as a gift to whoever it's going to go to. In any case, she came, and the way she tried to acquire the convert's property was by adding a wall to an existing wall. There's a ten tafach wall, and she built another ten tafachim on top of it. Osahu gavra, and then a person came, so she worked hard. Another person came, rafak ba purta, and dug a little bit, fixed the property somehow, which is considered a kinyan. Also lekamed Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, ukma bidei, and he gave the property to the man. That's how he ruled. Also ihi, she came, v'kotzavcha kamein, she starts screaming in front of him, how could you do that? I made a wall. Omar lo, he said to her, ma'i avidlach, what can I do for you? I feel for you, but what can I do for you? Because you did not make a chazaka, an act of acquisition, the way people make acts of acquisition. You did not make a wall where there is no wall. You did not make a lock where there is no lock. Whatever act of kinyan, you have to make a new act of kinyan. And she didn't do that. And this fits beautifully into our theme here, that when you're supposed to be making a wall, we need to clarify, did you make a new wall? Whether it's to enclose a karpef, or to be kona nechsei hager, or whatever it is, but there's a principle here, did you make a wall that wasn't here before? Yeshakorach, have a great day.